Hello, I'm Father Francis Martin of the John Paul II Institute in Washington. And on this Ash Wednesday, Faith Matters wants to discuss with you, through me, what it means to prepare for the coming of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a joyful time. Yes, it is a time of penance, but it is a time of joy. Actually, the rule of Saint Benedict advises monks to prepare for the holy feast of Easter with great spiritual joy. Now, what ways have you thought of in order to prepare for Easter by living through Lent? Most people think, well, they'll give up chocolate, they'll try to lose a few pounds. These are all good. But I would like to suggest that you try every day to read the sacred scriptures, to take time every day to read so that, as the Second Vatican Council tells us, God the Father can speak to you lovingly as a father to his child and to his children, and so that you can hear his voice and be touched and changed by it. Nothing changes us more deeply or more surely than the Holy Word of God. In it, the Holy Spirit brings us the very power of the things that our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us and gives them that life-giving power. You know that in the document from the Second Vatican Council, which is on Revelation, called Dei Verbum, at the end, the Church describes the reverence that she has for the Scriptures and says that she gives them a reverence very like the reverence for the Eucharist itself. That is a great thing to say. But think back yourself to the ways the gospel book is carried in procession, that candles are carried by its side when it's read in a solemn mass. No other book in the whole world is given that reverence and that honor, because it is the very Word of God. This is what I would suggest. Pick one book of the Bible, one that you would like to read. St. John's Gospel, the Psalms, Jeremiah, Isaiah, who is very much the Lenten book, and just read every day slowly and peacefully. Have a notebook by your side, and as you start to learn things, jot them down. It is very, very exciting to know that the Lord can teach us through the Scriptures. Let this be your Lenten practice. Make sure that you spend time every day. Now remember, the purpose of reading the Scripture is to enter into dialogue with the Lord, and not only to have new information, not only to pass a quiz on who Ahimelech was or who David's father was. No, it's to know the Lord. Let the Lord talk to you. When you're stuck, when you have difficulty reading the text, turn to the Lord and tell him so. Tell him you don't understand. Read slowly. And let the Lord guide your mind as you read. You will be very encouraged. And as you are encouraged, you will find more time to read. It just happens. Let this be something that you can do during this Lent. Keep your notebook there and keep track of the things you learn, of the verses that mean a lot to you. Don't hesitate to take the time to write them out, because in the very writing, they become more real to you. Take, for instance, our Lord's advice on this very day in the Gospel, when he tells us what to do when we pray, when we fast, and when we give alms. And he tells us, do these things directed right to your Father who sees in secret. Pray. Relate to God. Spend time in prayer. Fast. That is, withdraw from all those ways we try to eat everything. We try to eat people, eat events. We try to eat everything and bring it in and change it into ourselves. And then, giving up the things that feed us, even maybe a nice shirt you thought of buying, you have the money and the wherewithal to help others and give alms. Do all that, directed to the Father. That we can learn from the Gospel this very day. And if you do that, you will begin. And every day, take the time to ponder this wonderful gift, which is the sacred scriptures. Then, when Easter comes, you will rejoice with the Lord. And may God bless you, and may He give you a wonderful and a fruitful Lent.